I tried to redefine the concept of our campaign. Before now, there was nothing like declaration. I started the declaration in Nigerian football presidential election. And all these persons that I have been meeting, basically I tell them three things which are very key. The first is to explain to them the current state of our football. Okay. And the second is to also explain to them what can be done, you know, if we want to get our football moving again. And the third is how it can be done and how I fit into the program of doing it, you know, if I am given the opportunity. And don't forget that we have a lot of division amongst the various stakeholders in our football. There is division amongst supporters group. There is division amongst players union. There's a lot of division. There are a lot of aggrieved people. And that is why you see me trying to reach out to as much as possible. Even people who do not have votes. People are asking me, why are you wasting money traveling to talk to people who don't have votes? But these people are people you are also going to work with, okay? And it's important you let them buy into your vision to understand that you are coming to run a one united Nigerian football family that will be all-inclusive of every football stakeholder. Because Nigerian football is big enough for everybody. And what we have to do requires the collective support of everyone. We have a whole lot of debt, as I speak to you now in Nigeria. Deficit in the areas of grassroots football development. As we speak today in Nigeria, there is nowhere in Nigeria that any child who wants to play football can go and register and be trained on how to play football. There is nowhere. Our coaches who are supposed to train players, in the last 5 years, no coach has been certified by CAF in Nigeria. That's a huge deficit. You look at the leagues that are supposed to be our pride. Our leagues are currently having a very high challenge. Challenge in the areas of organization, challenge in the areas of security provision for even the officials who come to officiate. If the officials are not attacked today, the away team will be attacked tomorrow. In the areas of organization, those that have been responsible in organizing football matches across Nigeria, these are majorly the secretaries of state football associations, because any match that is played in the states, the association tends to support, they provide support services, you know. But the people who are actually providing these support services are the secretaries. And these secretaries in the last 30 years have not been trained on how to organize football in Nigeria, okay? So you have a huge deficit of capacity development. You cannot run a viable football economy when you don't have the people with the right skill sets to deliver it. You come back to the secretariat itself, which is the driving, the engine room for the policy implementation of Nigerian Football Federation. And you find out that the secretariat is actually running on an analog system, a system whereby it was inherited, actually. A civil service system was inherited, where you have to carry files physically from one table to another for an officer to action. And if that officer part venture is not on six, that file is not actioned, and as such, what ought to be done is not done. And you cannot run a 21st century secretariat in this manner. If we are saying that we want to be competitive with the other 210 member countries of FIFA, then we should be ready to run our secretariat within the context of a 21st century organization.